budget were not cut from all resources, let's say the state reduced a sum and it was replaced by an equal amount of tuition. So if everything remained essentially the same, we would turn away 3,000 students. My guess is that's the lower limit of what's going to happen, because I can't imagine a scenario where we don't take a cut, given the state's challenges. So I will tell you that my best guess today is that some 5,000 students will go unserved at Valencia next fall. It's unprecedented. I don't know how to manage our way through that yet. I know the frontline staff are going to bear the brunt of it.
Shugart told board member Roberto Martinez that the resource allocation model in the state has been broken for a long time.
What happens in the panhandle is not the same as what happens in southeast or central Florida. Communities are dramatically different. We have a formula that attempts equitably to fund institutions of 125 or 30,000 students and 900. I would submit to you no single formula can do that, and to attempt that was foolish.
Michael Greco is the superintendent with the Osceola School District. He says the state should do more rehabilitation of older school buildings. He said even with the distractions of the deteriorating economy, it was important for school administrators to stay positive. But he said his district is reducing in nearly every category.
We're reducing services to alternative education programs, ESOL services, school psychologists, social workers, attendance monitors, anyone that perhaps is with keeping it furthest from the classroom and furthest from those critical success factors that I'm stating to you that result in the desired outcomes. I've reduced my leadership team and will continue to do that. And we've, like mentioned in the community college, we've obviously frozen any and all vacant positions. We've re-engineered some positions. We've combined positions for savings.
Meg Smith is the superintendent with Volusia County Schools. The district has had the largest proportion of student decline of any district with more than 30,000 students in the state. And also, they've had the highest reduction in state funding.
So in the last 2 years, we have reduced our budget by well over $50 million. We've done that by closing several small schools. I've had a hiring freeze, except for teachers, to meet the class size requirement and a minimum of other critical positions. Lost over 1,200 students in 2 years, employees, pardon me, in the last 2 years. We've had to reduce our instructional support programs by $4.5 million in 2 years. We've undertaken a number of measures. We've cut our energy consumption by a mandatory winter break closing. During this past summer, we operated a 10-hour, 4-day work week and student week.
Smith said that all school district board employees have taken a 2% pay cut, and also they've eliminated junior varsity sports.
Now, we have a group in our community who's trying to fundraise our way out of that, may be able to do it on short term, but we know that you can't always fundraise your way out of the challenges.
Smith also said she has cut her substitute teacher budget in half. Tim Wilder is the superintendent for Gulf County. He said that when he accepted his job, it wasn't to do it only if times were good. So he said he has a glass half full perspective. He also said Gulf County is losing students at a faster proportion than anywhere else in the state. And tomorrow night, Gulf County voters will go to the polls to decide on a one-mill referendum for education.
We're not asking for a tax swap. We're not saying we're going to spend this one-mill and trade it in and let you decide whether we use it in operating. We are adding one millage of an ad valorem tax to our taxpayers in the toughest of times. So you will know tomorrow night if Gulf County will, in fact, pass that referendum. We've had a very organized effort. We feel very good about what we've done. We levied less millage in 2006 than any district in the state of Florida, so I can hold my head up when I look around the community and go to these civic organizations and say, look, we have been very conscientious about your tax dollars. We've been very good stewards of your money. Now we need your help.